Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday I did an interview with a guy by the name of Lenny Mayor Roberts. Lenny has opted not to go with Beth Din's certification for his restaurant that he has set up. He has hired an independent mashgiach. A mashgiach is a kosher supervisor. There are things that a kosher supervisor has to do. The kosher supervisor has to be the one to turn on the stove, for example. The kosher supervisor would then check all the eggs that you use to make sure that there's no blood. I mean, I'm just giving you an example of the kind of things that a kosher supervisor would do. And, you know, something that Lenny said and something that I thought about afterwards is that independent mashgiach, and this is no comment on Lenny or anybody else, but independent of whom? Who are you going to report to if you are independent? If there's a problem at the business and the business is the one paying you, then surely that's a conflict of interest. You can't be a whistleblower on your boss. I mean, are mashgichim whistleblowers? The man who's going to answer all of these questions is Trevor Miller, who is from the Mashgiach Association of South Africa. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Well, and you, Kathy. Good morning to you and all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure. We have to get this thing sorted out. Just to answer a question for you quickly.
Yes.
With the mashgiach, our loyalty lies with the standard of kashrut and hashgacha. It's either right or it's wrong. It's kosher or it's treif. That is where our loyalty lies. We've worked for many establishments. We've worked for the Beis Din. And as far as I'm concerned, we don't take sides. We are strictly neutral. But where our conflicts do lie is where we are with the fact that who employs us.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So
I've been okay.
All right, so I want to
I've
ask you.
I've been a customer for 20 years.
Yes.
And it's been a big thorn in all our sides for myself and my colleagues. We're extremely passionate about what we do, and we firmly believe that we play a very important role in every Jew's life, every kosher Jew's life. And you must understand that we love our work, but we often hate our job.
All right, so who do you actually work for, Trevor? Do you work for the UOS Kashrut, or do Mashgichim work for the restaurants?
Okay, we have to understand that we don't work for the UOS. We sometimes work for the Kashrut department. There's a major difference, and I think that has to be established now. We work for the Kashrut department of the Beth Din, which is part of the UOS.
Okay, so let me rephrase my question. Do you work for the Kashrut department, or do you work for the restaurant?
We apply the work for the restaurant. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Some mashgichim are paid and permanently employed by establishments.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us go work at the establishment, but we get paid by the Kashrut department from the UOS. So it's a very tricky, it's actually quite a minefield, because we were told by the UOS that they do not, or by the Beth Din, the kosher department, that they don't employ us, so are merely facilitators and labor brokers. After the Stan and Pete saga, the chief rabbi actually stated that he wants every mashgiach employed by the Beth Din. This hasn't happened. Nothing further has happened from that. We are still in exactly the same position we were before. The Beth Din with the Kashrut department work out what our rates of pay are, which is actually quite disgusting. And they stipulate whether we get increases or not. Mashgichim work. We don't get any, we pay UIF on what we earn, but we don't get any workman's compensation cover. We don't have any pension fund. We don't have medical aid. We are not entitled, the part-time mashgichim are not entitled to leave. If we get injured on duty, we pay for the ambulance to the hospital. We pay for the hospital treatment, and we don't earn while we out of work. It's actually a nasty thing that we are trying to get resolved. This is why we formed it, to do something for ourselves. If we are not for ourselves, who is?
This is very confusing because I know a little bit about independent contractors. Independent contractors mean they are independent, right? So you've got somebody who can work in lots of different, I mean, think of a plumber. A plumber is an independent contractor. You do not pay UIF for your plumber. You do not pay UIF for, you know, whatever that business, that person has got like their own business and they can offer their services to any different source and nobody, it's an independent business, right? You're an independent contractor. So why would either party, either the restaurant or the UIS kosher department pay UIF?
Okay, Kathy, let me ask you a very important question. When you get this plumber into a house, who decides on what rates the plumber's going to pay, charge you?
The plumber. And right. I can decide if
we
I'm...
Are not a,
okay, but it's different, Trevor, because that plumber, I'm not regulated by the government to have that plumber come in. If I can, okay. I can fix my own drain.
Kathy, the Kashrut department decide what our rates are. We've tried, we had a meeting, or two of our guys had a meeting with Dayan Badil and Rabbi Goldstein, Dovi Goldstein, with connection with this, and Rabbi Dayan Badil stipulated that we must follow the law of the land, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, and go out and negotiate our own rates. Rabbi Goldstein denounced it and sent out, a circular stating these are the rates that the mashkichim must be paid. Every time we try to get ourselves a better deal with a little bit of extra stuff, we are shot down at the knees. So we have now taken the bull by the horns and we are going to get, negotiations going with everybody to go and make sure that we are covered. When a restaurant employs people or somebody employs people at a function on a weekend or a public holiday, they pay their staff the appropriate rates as per the basic conditions of employment. The mashkichim don't get that. We still get the same basic salary. We work night shifts. We basically, mashkichim work 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. We are tied down to the rates as provided by the based in. If we get injured on duty, no cover. Whether it's of our fault, the restaurant's fault, or whatever it happens. I've had instances where I've had to go kosher at places in the north, far north of the province of the country. I've driven for 6 hours each way to do 3 hours of koshering, and I was offered 3 hours of pay by the based in for a 15-hour day, by the Kashrut department. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's equitable. And when you complain, we are threatened. The Kashrut department have this ability that they threaten to withhold our licenses, and we are treated and handled in a very unfair, intimidatory way. Have been forced to go on courses by the kosher department, and have been told that if we do not undergo these refresher courses, which we welcome, by the way, because knowledge is never wasted, we will no longer be able to continue as a mashkiach. This gets a terrible feeling with us, with our alleged facilitators and work designators. We cannot carry on like this. We want to be treated in a decent and reasonable way.
Yeah.
A lot of establishments treat their mashkichim with the utmost respect and admiration. People love going to certain places.
Yeah, but others, there's other establishments, and I've seen it, where the mashgiach will go and sit there and read the paper and do crossword puzzles the whole day. So I think that we need to acknowledge that as well.
I agree with you. Those are different. You get two types of mashkichim: those who add value to the employers and those who don't.
Yeah.
The majority of us prefer to be kept busy. The Mashgichim regulations state that you can go do other things where you work, provided you negotiate and arrange it with your employer. I'm not saying to get paid extra, but you can go there and you can say, is there anything else I can help you do? Go stock the shelves. Go deal with customers. It's adding value to your employment. There are unfortunately some bad apples, but you get that in every life.
It's just worrying
me. Get people.
Trev, just listening to what you're saying, I mean, you keep referring to the restaurant or the establishment as your employer. And yet you are meant to whistleblow on your employer if there's a problem with the kashrut, and you're supposed to bite the hand that feeds you effectively, which is completely against human nature, and report to the US kashrut.
We are there to withhold the kosher status of the place. I would think that it would be in the best interest of the establishment to listen to what we are telling them.
Trevor, do you think that the Stan and Pete debacle could have happened if the mashgichim were being paid by the US?
I think it would have happened anyway. I honestly believe that if any establishment wishes to do something that is illegal, there will be a way for them to do that. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're working in a place, whatever it is, in a factory, in a restaurant, whatever it is, if the employer or the guy, the boss of the establishment says, please go to the sink there and go start washing lettuce for me. I need 50 head of lettuce by lunchtime. You'll go there because that's your work, and you'll go wash the letters. You don't know what's happening in the rest of the restaurant while you're doing it. This is why we go up at all random times and go for a walk. Stop what you're doing and go walk around and have a look. We often find things that are no good, but it is our job and responsibility to correct it, whether we're friendly with a guy, whether we hate them. It's got irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with it. We are there to do our jobs. If we find something wrong, we contact the based in, the kosher department, the inspectors, and we would like them to come out and have a look, see what's happening, hear both sides of the story, and make a ruling. Not
Trevor
for us
Miller.
To condemn somebody.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, I'm looking at the watch. We've got to wrap up. And I wish you and your team a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sure that we'll
Shabbat
be checking
shalom
in with you again.
And the listeners.
All right. Take
care. Thank you, Kathy.
God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.